Member Phillips.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call of the Senate be waived and all members be shown as present.
There being no objection, the roll call is waived and all members are shown as present. If you'll all please rise and join us in the invocation led by Father Peter Gorgias of the Cathedral of the Nativity. Father Gorgias.
Let us pray. Almighty God, once again we come into your presence to serve you and to serve your people who elected us to be here. Lord, you have given each one of us different gifts, and each one of us have had different experiences that have brought us to this point. We have known success, we have had some disappointments. Together we bring these gifts and these experiences to the floor of this assembly. We are charged with creating a budget that is just and fair. We are expected to enhance the quality of life for our constituents. We are challenged to preserve the best of what has been and to reach beyond the present to what will be the best for the future. Help us today, Lord, working together, to make a meaningful contribution to the state of Alaska and to the lives of its citizens. Amen.
Senator Torkelson, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please be seated. We will not be certifying the journal as we do not have a quorum present. Under introduction of guests, no guests to be introduced. Do we have any messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor this morning.
Do we have any messages from the House?
There are no House messages.
Any communications?
There are no communications this morning.
Do we have reports of standing committees?
Judiciary Committee considered sponsor substitute for Senate Joint Resolution Number 14. Recommends it be placed with a committee substitute. Signed, do pass. Senator Taylor chair. Senators Green and Miller. Senator Adams signed, do not pass. Fiscal note attached. SS for Senate Joint Resolution Number 14 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. Mm-hmm. Those are all the standing committee reports this morning.
Any reports of special committees?
There are no special committee reports.
Any introduction of Senate resolutions?
There are no Senate resolutions.
Are there introduction of Senate bills?
Senate Bill Number 239 by Senator Rigger, an act relating to telephone advertisement, solicitations, and directory listings.
That'll be referred to Labor and Commerce and to Finance.
Senate Bill Number 240 by the Resources Committee, an act relating to the statewide bonding pool for the reclamation activities imposed on mine operation and extending the pools used to surface coal mining projects.
That'll be referred to the Resources Committee.
Senate Bill Number 241 by Senator Torkelson, an act relating to the use of studded tires on the Sterling Highway.
A Transportation Committee referral.
Senate Bill Number 242 by Senator Pierce, an act relating to sentencing for felony offenses.
Be referred to the Judiciary Committee and then to Finance.
Senate Bill Number 243 by the Resources Committee, an act establishing a requirement of an annual offer of land for oil and gas leases if the land was subject of a best interest finding and if revision of the best interest finding for that land is not justified. Deleting from the Alaska Land Act a limitation on the reoffer of land for oil and gas leases when the land was previously offered, and amending laws relating to oil and gas leasing to authorize a program of area-wide leasing for land not subject to exploration licensing and to modify provisions relating to disposals based on best interest findings.
That'll be referred to Resources and then to Finance.
Senate Bill Number 244 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to state foundation aid and supplementary state aid for education and providing for an effective date.
That'll be referred to Hess, Resources, Transportation, Judiciary, Finance. No, excuse me on that one. That'll just go to Hess and Finance.
Senate Bill Number 245 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to best interest findings for oil and gas lease sales for the area onshore and north of Umiak Baseline.
I believe that one goes also to Resources and Finance.
Senate Bill Number 246 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to domestic violence, amending Alaska Rule of Civil Procedure 3, Alaska Rule of Civil Procedure 100, Alaska Rule of Evidence 505, and Alaska Rule of Administration 9, and providing for an effective date.
Judiciary and then finance.
And those are all the bills for introduction this morning, Mr. President.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. We're into consideration of the daily calendar, and of course we cannot take up anything lacking a quorum. Are there any announcements, though, that committee chairs or others would like to make? Senator?
I would move that the prayer be spread across the journal.
There being no objection, prayer be spread upon the journal. Special orders. Are there any special orders today? Senator Phillips.
Mr. President, do you have any other announcements?
No.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate be adjourned until Tuesday at 11 a.m.
Senate is adjourned until Tuesday at 11 a.m.